They'd found that the concept of a God who created the cosmos and a God who was not abstract and alien and vague and spiritual, but actually wanted to have a relationship with them. They'd found this to be an idea which was not just intellectually plausible, but actually possibly true. And they'd been drawn to this God revealed in this man called Jesus that they claimed died and rose again, and somehow the whole world was different as a result. And as a result of believing this truth and focusing on this truth, their behavior as human beings began to change. And rather than focusing on getting one, being better than one another, or having a dog-eat-dog world, or trying to do well in their careers, they began to focus on building a community where everyone was welcome and valued. No matter what their ethnicity and background, no matter whether they were male or female, no matter who they were and where they came from, because of who Jesus was, it transformed how they saw the world around them. But they began to take their eye off the ball because other people began to come along and say, don't focus on that thing. If you want God to like you, you need to do this thing first and this thing as well. Oh, God won't like you unless you jump through this hoop and do this thing, unless you behave really well in church on Sunday morning, unless you dress the right way and speak the right way and act the right way. And this church, who had been completely captivated and transformed by this message about Jesus, began to believe these half-truths and lies. They took their eye off the ball. They began to look at other things. I don't know what the thing that you are most focused on in your life at the moment is. Maybe it's being successful. Success isn't a bad thing at all. Being successful is a perfectly legitimate goal. But it's a cruel master if that's all that life is for. It will disappoint and disillusion. And if you get the success you seek, you may find that it wasn't what you thought it might be all along. Maybe it's family and just looking after those you love. That's a brilliant goal to have. But if that's all you are focusing on, you will find that when it gets hard, family is frustrating and difficult as well as a gift to us. Maybe it's just getting through the next day that you're in a place where life is difficult and grief and suffering and hurt and fear are all too real. And we live in an age where fear is normalized and the stats on mental health, especially with young people, are shocking. If you focus on the sorrow and fear, it needs to be named, but if that's the sole thing that you're seeking to get through, how do you keep going? The thing that I found in my life, which means that I can fully enjoy the successes in life and enjoy family and enjoy being, is, as weird and strange as it sounds, having a relationship with the God of the cosmos. And I know I meant to say that because I'm wearing this weird thing around my neck, but just ignore the fact I'm a vicar for a minute and let me tell you, as a human being, I have found following this Jesus and encountering this Jesus has utterly transformed my life. My sense of identity and purpose, who I understand myself to be, the sense that I receive this sense of peace and love in the most challenging times, has transformed my life more than any other thing. Liam, I hope it's transforming your life too. You're welcome, mate. Good work. Oh, it's difficult, that step. I don't know what your eyes are on at the moment, but I can tell you that in all my experience, the experience of Becky and Charlie and many others as well, for those who have found that fixing their eyes on this message about Jesus Christ, they have found in that, somehow, in some intangible, peculiar way, life makes sense. Hope is found. Fear is lessened. Peace unsought-for washes over us. It's not that things get easier or life becomes more straightforward, but there is something about this God, this Jesus, that transforms those who fix their eyes on him. So if you've been trying to follow Jesus for a number of years, keep your eye on the ball. Ask yourself, what are the things that are taking my attention at the moment? Are you focusing on being the human being God's calling you to be, a human being fully alive, with love, with hope, with peace, with grace? Or are other things taking your attention? And if you've never known what it is to fix your eyes on who Jesus is, then why not give it a go? It's transformed my life and Charlie's life and Becky's lives and countless others. Maybe, just maybe, however skeptical you are, there's something in it.